KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, a lot of high school track and field around the area last night. Let's dive into that first here this morning at the Monarch Relays, which essentially is the Hawkeye 10 North Division meets last night. On the boys' side, it was Lewis Central with 153 points winning the title. Atlantic with 104, the runner-up. St. Albert, Harlan, Denison, Kemper, Catholic, the rest of the six teams. Individually, in the 100-meter dash, Ken McMahon of Lewis Central was the champ. Grant Reed of Atlantic had a third-place finish. Also, other Atlantic finishes in the meet last night. In the 200 meters, Sam Graner finished sixth for Atlantic. In the 400-meter dash, Atlantic's Ethan Halterman placing seventh. In the 800 meters, Bradley Dennis was third for Atlantic. In the 110 hurdles, Grant Reed was the champ and Cale Roller placing fourth. In the 1600 meters, Atlantic had the top two finishers in Jackson Eden and Phoenix Shadden. Also in the 3200 meters, it was Phoenix Shadden winning with Bradley Dennis of Atlantic the runner-up. Grant Reed took the title in the 400-meter hurdles. In the discus, Seth Dietz of Atlantic was sixth. In the high jump, Tyler Moen of Atlantic placing second. Moen also was fourth in the long jump finals. Also in the 4x100-meter relay last night, or in the 4x200-meter relay, it was Atlantic placing second. Atlantic also second in the 4x400, third in the 4x800-meter relay. Atlantic was fifth in the shuttle hurdle relay event. Atlantic also won the sprint medley relay and placed fourth in the distance medley relay in that meet last night. Also in the girls' side at the Monarch North Division relays last night, it was Denison winning the team title with 140 points, Harlan with 133, a close second. And Lewis Central was third. Atlantic had 63 points for fourth place in that meet. Among the Atlantic place winners last night in the 100-meter dash, Charity Williams placing fourth for Atlantic. In the 200 meters, Allie Bean was sixth. Also in the 400-meter dash, Jess Hartwig placing fourth for Atlantic. Riley Seifert was third in the 800-meter run. Also in the 100-meter or check that, not the 100-meter, the 1,500-meter run last night. Emily Soigling of Atlantic was sixth. Also in the 3,000 meters, Atlantic had Pluma Pross placing second and Cora Zakuta running third. Also last night for Atlantic in the discus, Cheyenne Elliott placing fourth. In the high jump, Alexis Brockman was third. In the shot put, it was Cheyenne Elliott, the runner-up. Also for Atlantic in the relays, the 4x100-meter team placing fifth. They were fourth in the 4x2, third in the 4x4, and fifth in the 4x800-meters. Shuttle hurdle relay took second place last night, while the sprint medley relay was fifth, and the distance medley relay team placing second for Atlantic in that meet last evening. South Division meet held at Glenwood last night, or at Shenandoah, rather, last night. And in that South Division meet, Glenwood took both titles, boys and girls. Glenwood on the girls' side with 155 points. That was better than Shenandoah's 118 for second place. And also on the boys' side, Glenwood with 177 points. Shenandoah had 90 to finish as the runner-up. Also last night, Audubon hosting an early bird track meet, a boys' early bird track meet. Some of those results from last night. It was Underwood winning the team title at 105.5 points. Trainer placing second with 101.5. AHSTW was third with 74. Audubon was 70.5 points placing fourth. Riverside was fifth with 68.5. Griswold, Cam, Missouri Valley, Woodbine, Arweva, and Tri-Center round out the rest of that 11-team field. Champions in that meet last night include Gage K of Walnut of AHSTW in the 100-meter dash. Also champions last night, as we run through the winners, Clay also of AHSTW, a winner in the 200 meters. 400-meter dash champion was Marcus Mum of Tri-Center. Also in the 800 meters, Blake Patton of Underwood took the title. In the 110 hurdles, Nolan Smith of Audubon was the champion. Trey Castle of Trainer wins the 1600 meters. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK, the champ in the 3200 meter run. 400 hurdles saw Brett Daly of Trainer capture the title. Also in the discus, Joseph Zeiger of Audubon was the champion. Jaden Jonkey of Griswold was the winner in the high jump finals last night. Also in the field events, Jonkey of Griswold was the champ in the long jump, and Matt Glockel of East Mills took the shot put event. For the relays, saw AHSTW win the 4x100 meter. 4x200 meter, also AHSTW the winner. Underwood took the 4x4 and the 4x800 meters. Audubon wins the shuttle hurdle relay, while Trainer grabs the sprint medley relay and the distance medley relay last night. Those results from the Audubon early bird track meet. Well, Georgia Tech and TCU have moved into the NIT title game. Josh Okogie scored a game-high 22 points, and Ben Lammers finished with 15 points and 11 rebounds as the Yellow Jackets knocked out Cal State Bakersfield 76-61 at Madison Square Garden. Quinn Stevens had 13 points for Georgia Tech, which led by 9 before going on a 15-6 spurt to surge ahead 55-37. Dedrick Basel's 18 points led the Roadrunners. In Game 2, Kenrick Williams scored 12 of his 14 points in the second half of the Horned Frogs' 68-53 win over Central Florida. Williams also grabbed 14 rebounds and had 7 assists for TCU, which trailed by 2 before opening the second half on a 16-5 run. Matt Williams paced the Knights with 15 points. Also in men's college basketball tonight, in the CIT tournament, round 4, it's Texas A&M Corpus Christi facing Maryland Baltimore County, while Furman will play St. Peter's. In the CBI tournament, round 4, Coastal Carolina will face Wyoming. Kansas guard Frank Mason III has been unanimously selected to the Associated Press All-America men's basketball team. Mason averaged 20.8 points and 5 assists for the Jayhawks this season to earn first-team votes from all 65 members of the national media panel that selects the AP Top 25. Joining Mason on the first team are fellow senior Josh Hart of Villanova, sophomore Caleb Swanigan of Purdue, freshman Lonzo Ball of UCLA, and junior Justin Jackson from North Carolina. North Carolina State freshman Dennis Smith Jr. has announced he's giving up his college eligibility to enter the NBA draft. Smith was named Freshman of the Year by the ACC after averaging 18 points and a league-high 6 assists and almost 2 steals a game. He's projected to be a potential top 5 pick in this year's draft. NFL referees will have a handheld tablet for video replay reviews next season. The owners approved that move at their meeting Tuesday in Phoenix. Previously, the referee would go to a sideline camera for reviews, and he would have final say on keeping or reversing a call. Now, league officiating chief Dean Blandino and his staff in New York will make those decisions with input from the referee. Also in the NFL, the Eagles worked out a 2-year contract with defensive end Chris Long, who won a Super Bowl last season with New England. Long has 342 tackles, 58.5 sacks, 9 forced fumbles, and 6 fumble recoveries in 130 games since being taken by the Rams with a second overall pick in the 2008 draft. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett says nothing has changed regarding quarterback Tony Romo. Dallas had planned to release Romo earlier this month and then opted not to as they sought a trade for the 36-year-old QB. Dallas tight end Jason Witten has signed a 4-year contract extension that theoretically guarantees the 14-year veteran will spend his entire career with the Cowboys. Witten will turn 35 years old in May. Atlanta Motor Speedway officials have announced that they have postponed the repaving of the 20-year-old racing surface, at least until after next year's race weekend. The decision is certain to please numerous drivers who prefer the aged, abrasive surface, saying it makes the racing a little more challenging and exciting. However, it also increases the chance that a race could be delayed by crumbling asphalt or water seeping up through the track. Atlanta plans to continue its extensive maintenance program in an effort to prevent further deterioration. And neighbors who had sued to try to prevent an Iowa City couple from building a nearly 7,500-square-foot home modeled after the University of Iowa's Kinnick Stadium say they will not appeal last week's dismissal of the lawsuit. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that the lawsuit was dismissed on March 16th after a judge found no issue with the city issuing a building permit for the house. The house Reed and Sandy Carlson plan to build will look like the Hawkeyes' 87-year-old stadium, complete with brick siding and a replica of the press box. Neighbors have expressed concern about the home's size and the potential for big parties, as well as drainage, fire safety, and traffic issues. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.